going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The parent of Crozier Health says it's run out of options and is planning to move forward with the closure of two hospitals in Delaware County. A bankruptcy hearing is scheduled for this afternoon. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Upland.
Prospect Medical Holdings says it has no choice but to close Crozier Chester Medical Center and Taylor Hospital. In the last month, the county, state, and the nonprofit Foundation for Delaware County gave tens of millions of dollars to prop the health system up, but Prospect says it hasn't been able to secure a buyer and figure out a long-term solution to stay open. So they're going to start diverting EMS transports tomorrow, and 2,500 employees would lose their jobs during this closure process. This is Peggy Malone, the head of the Crozier Nurses Association.
It's not a little small hospital with a few staff members. It's a big health system with a lot of employees who made the commitment and we stayed for all these years. Honestly, it's devastating. It's really, truly devastating.
Lawmakers here in Delaware County, plus Governor Shapiro and Attorney General Dave Sunday, put out statements blaming Prospect for this mess. In Upland, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia's population is growing, income is up, poverty is declining, and the job market is growing faster than the rest of the country. That's according to a new report from the Pew Trust. But it also finds that President Trump's funding cuts and other challenges could put those gains at risk. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Philadelphia's population grew last year for the first time since the pandemic, bringing it back up to where it was in 2022, 1.575 million. Pew spokesperson Katie Martin says it's a turnaround reflected in other data as well.
Philadelphia really seemed to be entering a new phase after years of pandemic challenges that the city had faced.
The economy, for instance, showed resilience with the highest median income it's seen, just over $60,000, and an unemployment rate of 4.5%, close to the metro area and national average.
Overall, Philadelphia's job growth actually outpaced the nation's last year at 2.1% as compared to 1.3% nationwide.
But Martin cautions there are challenges ahead. Expected federal funding cuts, climbing housing costs, the ongoing addiction epidemic, and the struggling transit system. Those are all factors that could undercut the progress the city is making. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Budget hearings continued in Trenton with New Jersey's Department of Education Commissioner answering questions from lawmakers about the spending proposals for next year. More now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
As some districts face significant cuts and staff reductions, Department of Education Commissioner Kevin Demmer says the state collected data on everything they could and determined a 3% cap on reductions and a 6% cap on increases gave districts a budget framework to get get them started.
So looking at the reductions, we found that 3% is a reasonable amount. It's manageable for most districts.
He was also asked about district regionalization. The state has nearly 600 school districts and encourages districts to explore consolidation, especially in cases where one district is shrinking and another nearby is bursting at the seams.
Instead of that bursting at the seams district taking on the cost of building a new school facility, maybe they can partner with the neighboring district, and it can save everybody a little bit of money along the way.
These hearings are part of the budget process leading up to the final passage before the July 1st deadline. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Studies find that Black people are more likely to need an organ transplant because of health disparities, but they're also less likely to donate their own organs because of a fear that they will not be resuscitated if they get in an accident. A kidney recipient from South Jersey is trying to dispel that myth by running in the Gift of Life donor program's upcoming Donor Dash. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Les Hall of Hopewell, New Jersey, received a kidney in 2013, but then in 2023, he was in need of another kidney along with a heart.
My faith and family had me holding on.
The process went well, and for the second time, Hall will participate in the Gift of Life's 28th annual Donor Dash this weekend. Each day, 17 people die waiting for life-saving organs, and more than 100,000 children and adults are on the national wait list. Hall wants to raise awareness for everyone, with an emphasis on African Americans.
You know, going back, you know, it was always that myth that, you know, if something happened with us, they're not going to try to save us. They're going to give our organs to somebody else.
The Dash kicks off Sunday, April 27th at the Philadelphia Navy Yard. Learn more at donorsone.org. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.